I'm Brad Locke.
I'm Gene Phelps.
I'm Blake Morgan, and this is Prep Rally,
a podcast covering high school sports in Northeast Mississippi. Hey, high school sports fans, welcome into a new episode of Prep Rally, a podcast brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com, coming to you every Wednesday talking high school sports in Northeast Mississippi. I'm your host, Brad Locke, along with Blake Morgan and Gene Phelps. Again, every Wednesday you can find us at PrepRally.DJournal.com or in iTunes as well or any of your podcast apps. And we're on Twitter at DJournalPreps. So, how's everybody doing, guys?
Doing well.
Good. I'm tired already. We ain't got the busy part yet.
So you still got another few weeks of this, yeah. Gene.
Yeah. And then we get to come back to spring sports. Just already, they're like halfway down the straightaway.
Doesn't baseball start this weekend?
It does. Yeah, it's like a classics, as they call them.
I got you. Well, we're all focused on basketball right now. Of course, the playoffs, the state playoffs began this week, Monday and Tuesday, girls and boys. Most girls played Monday. There's a few that played last night. And then we got the second round coming up Friday and Saturday. So, you know, as we talked about last week, the fairly new format now.
It is. I was explaining this to one of Norris Ashley's sisters last night when I was at Ingemar. She was still confused. She thought it was the north half. This is what people
used to be.
Yeah. Now, this is a state tournament. I write this is the first round of the state tournament. It is. And because that's how the bracket's drawn up.
Right.
First round, second round, you go to the quarterfinals in Jackson.
Exactly.
Next week.
And that's so, even just having the quarterfinals there, that's an expanded thing because I'm trying to remember what it used to be. It used to be just the
You sent the top three. You had that tournament at the end of the week, and you had a put-out game. In other words, you could lose on Friday, Saturday, and win and go as the number three team. Well, I had somebody tell me last night that I needed to do a story on the fact that the coaches don't like this format. They want to go back to the old North State format, and I went – well, that's just grand because the reason they're doing this format now is because the coaches wanted four teams in Jackson. So what are we going to do now? Go back to a tournament format and you can lose twice and still go to Jackson as a number four team. That's what that would mean. If you wanted to send four teams out of a tournament, so you would have somebody going to Jackson that had lost twice playing a number one seed in the first round, and that would be unfair to the number one seed.
Yeah. And, you know, this is with the expanded tournament, now teams can say, hey, we made the state tournament. Although I still don't think it's quite the same because some of these teams that are, quote, in the state tournament, they got like 7-8 wins or losing by 60 points.
Yeah. But technically, technically they made the state tournament because it's not a North Mississippi tournament. There's no trophy or anything. They used to give a trophy when you won on Saturday night.
Yeah. We had a lot of blowouts, Gene, including the game you were at. We'll get to that in a little bit here, but that's what we're going to talk about today, basketball. So let's start by recapping the first round of the basketball state tournament. First, some girls' games, and again, most of these were played on Monday in 3A. Boonville defeating Ruleville Central 85-61. Of course, the Lady Blue Devils, the reigning champ in 3A. And then they got knocked out. They lost in the division tournament the week prior, but they looked good bouncing back there, didn't they?
They did, and, you know, the new site team that beat them is not chopped liver. Byron Sparks done a great job with that team. Does he have the lineup that Boonville has? No, but in the right situation and everything, and hustling and playing, new site won that game. And Michael Smith thought, hey, we needed to lose. Yeah. Now we can find out, you know, what we're made of. So Boonville, Ruble Central had some talented young players. They had one girl, Bracy girl, that scored 31 points.
Mm.
But it was a typical Boonville win, and they bounced back. If Boonville doesn't experience another blip or burp or whatever you call it in this run, they will actually play the other favorite, Choctaw Central, in the championship game. They're in opposite brackets. So.
Yeah.
From that standpoint,
be a rematch from last year, wouldn't it?
From that standpoint, losing the other night, if they hadn't lost, they would have been in the same bracket, I think, for a semifinal game.
Interesting.
Yeah, or something like that. I don't play bracketology. I don't look that far ahead because we got too many schools. But
yeah.
Anyway, that's what you potentially could have.
Okay. So Boonville rolling on there in 4A, Blake, Pontotoc, you're out there watching them play Raymond. They won pretty handily as well, 66-38. What did you see from the Lady Warriors there?
Yeah, they looked pretty good. It was never really in doubt with Pontotoc relied on Jack Jones and McKenzie Lane. They're two low post stars.
Yeah.
Jones really good. She's a matchup problem at 5'9", and she can bang down low, but also take the ball out to the perimeter. So it puts a lot of stress on the opposing coaches who to guard with her, because, you know, if you put a smaller defender on her, she'll take the smaller defender into the post. And if you put a bigger defender on her, she'll take her out to the perimeter, and she can get past her.
She also owns the baseline driving it, too.
Mm-hmm.
She can flat out go. You can't stop her if she decides she wants to drive in from the baseline.
Now, they do a good job of defenders kind of, you know, she just kind of brings help defenders toward her because she's so good at driving the baseline.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
McKenzie Lane is almost automatic from 10 feet away with a set jump shot, and Jones will find Lane, and it's a tough combination when those two get rolling.
Some other games to note. The game you were at last night, Gene, and 2A Ingomar girls, they're playing on Tuesday, defeated LaFleur County 65-11.
Yeah, it was a blowout, but it allowed me to do a story. You know, if Ingomar wants to repeat, they're going to have to repeat without Mallory Russell,
right,
the post player in the middle. And that was 12 points and 12 rebounds a game gone, and a big inside presence,
mm-hmm,
which is important in 2A,
sure,
or can be a deciding factor for you. And so the focus falls back on Garabeth South, who's a point guard/guard, a sophomore, who's a really good sophomore.
Yeah.
And she's coming off a broken nose. She suffered in a car accident the week after Mallory Russell was injured.
Yep.
And for a while, there was some thought that, hey, they may be without both of their best players. Well, she told me last night, Garabeth Self, that she'll have surgery on her broken nose after the season. She's no longer wearing the big plastic mask and everything. She said it just gets in the way. She'll take her chances. And I said, well, what happens if you get hit in the nose? She said, I'll probably cry. And I would too. But anyway, so I took it, you know, and Trent Adair, the coach, said that, you know, she's the key. She's the one that makes them go. He said we need her to score, which she's certain she can. She scored that night on a three-pointer, a layup, and she had three runners.
Right.
She takes somebody off the dribble, pulls up, and shoots about an eight-footer,
mm-hmm,
one hand, and she's really good at that. And she scored 24 last night.
Yeah, wow.
And anyway, so Ingomar looks in good shape.
Yeah, trying to defend that 2A crown.
Right.
And going back to 3A, Belmont, Boonville will not have to deal with Belmont again this year, a division rival there. Belmont losing to Amanda Elsey in overtime, 54-52 this week. So
great job Chris Higginbottom did there. I hate to see that they're out. Sarah Behrman, his point guard, is probably one of the best point guards, I think, in the area. And Claire Maroon, the center, I had somebody tell me she's definitely ought to be first team Daily Journal All Area. So I'm putting pressure on myself
She's still young too.
She's just a junior, and she's coming off. She had knee surgery 2 years ago, she wears one of the big hard metal braces, and she is phenomenal. She's one of those that can shoot the 10-footer too.
Right.
And rebound and put it back. She's got finesse. She's not a brute under there, but she's a very good player.
Right. Okay, let's check on the boys now. Shannon last night defeating Greenwood 73-55, Blake. And, you know, you think of Shannon, you think of C.J. Brim, but had another kid step up and had a big game, didn't they?
Ranch Champ stepped up, and, it's been C.J. Brim pretty much all season, but, you know, he's had kind of an ankle injury that's kind of affected him a little bit. I've seen them a lot throughout the year, and he was so good at driving at the beginning of the year. And now he's kind of more reliant on his jump shot. You can tell that maybe the explosion isn't quite as there as it was at the beginning. But he still does a good job getting into the lane. And, you know, I talked with Cedric Brim, the head coach, about it. And he said, he's so good at getting into the lane, and he's such a threat that he draws so much attention, even when, you know, his shot is off, that you draw so much attention inside that he can kick it out and champ. If he has a open three, I mean, you pretty much expect it to go in.
Yeah,
Champ had 27. I mean, Brim had an off night, still had 18. Still did a very good job.
Yeah.
The key there is Rance Champ, though.
Yeah.
Because Brim's going to have an off night. He's going to score 32, and then he's going to score 12. And Champ's got to step up.
Yeah.
And earlier this year, I believe, I saw him lose to Corinth, I think, and Brim had an okay night, but Champ didn't have that good of a night.
Yeah.
Right.
Champ's, he's the –
Yeah.
The missing link there. I mean, when he's on, and that's two games here in the last
in
two
row,
or three. Yeah,
because he was on against Corinth in their overtime win against Corinth in the championship game last Friday, Saturday, whatever it was.
Yeah. Those are two good players, so.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I don't know if Rance Champ will be a Daily Journal All-Area, but he's definitely on the all-name team.
Yeah.
So before, and I'll say it again, one of the best names there, Rance Champ. And Shannon, moving on. In 1A, Ingomar played last night. Of course, they had the doubleheader. The girls played, and then the boys played. They also played LaFleur County. This is a much closer game than the girls.
LaFleur County boys were very good.
Yeah, 63-56 the final.
Yeah, that was one of those Jonathan Ashley pulls another one out, and the thing here is Jay Pickens, one of Ingomar's junior guards and really good players, got a technical foul with about I can't remember 3-4 minutes left in the game. It turned into a 7-point swing that Ingomar went from being up 5 to down 2, and I thought that's going to be the killer right there. And then down the stretch, Ingomar hit every one of its free throws. And Pickens had a big 3-point play where he just took it to the rack, put it in for a layup, and got fouled, hit the free throw. And that was kind of a in-your-face type play. And I talked with him because he's a really nice young man. He said, I apologized after the game for doing that. That was, you know, not me. And he just got caught up in the moment. I think he slammed his hand against the mat or something after a foul.
Yeah.
And got a T.
I gotcha.
And, but anyway, Kelton Hall, of course, scored in the 20s like he always does.
Yeah, he's consistent.
And, but their consolation prize for moving on is they get to play Oklahoma.
We'll talk about that in a minute. In fact, we want to talk about some other results, including Oklahoma's from last night, some boys' results. In 2A, and 2A is just going to be fun to watch this whole way. Of course, Ingomar's in 2A. Did I say 1A? If I said 1A, I meant 2A. Yeah. But Calhoun City in 2A last night winning in overtime against Kahoma AHS, 82-75 was the final on that one. LaDavius Drain had a big game there, 46 points, I think, for Calhoun City. Mentioned Oklahoma also in 2A. They hung 100 on Strayhorn. 100-51 was the final. I know LaDarius Spears, I think, had 26 in that game, their big guy inside. And in 3A, news site, Rick Howell, you wrote about him in Tuesday's paper, Gene. You know, he came out of retirement after a year and has done some really good things, and they beat Amanda Elzey in a close one, 64-62.
Yeah, first time the news site's boys have had a 20-win season. Nobody can remember, and I wrote it in the paper, and nobody has remembered and has since let me know.
Yeah.
It may have been all the way back in the days of Coach Cabness.
Yeah, yeah.
When they were winning all those championships back in the 60s, the last time they probably won 20 games on the boys' side. Now, Coach Johnson, last 3 years, won 19.
Okay.
Straight, Larry Johnson.
Okay, yeah,
yeah. Side. He won 19 three consecutive years.
Wow.
And he's a great coach himself.
Certainly.
Anyway, Rick Howell, phenomenal job.
Yes, and so there's just kind of a quick recap. Of course, you can find our coverage in the Daily Journal and at djournal.com. And also, all the first-round scores, boys and girls, north and south, all over the state, you can find at djournal.com right now. Let's look ahead now. The second round, we had a lot of teams eliminated. Now, I know in 3A, boys, I think we had all but a couple. Yeah, we all but a couple eliminated there. 3A boys, just not as strong this year.
It's just a new site left.
Yeah, well, New Site and Holly Springs. Okay, Holly Springs is on the fringe of our coverage area, but one of those teams will go, and they'll be the only one from the Journal coverage area going in 3A. I don't know if I can ever remember that happening.
Yeah, really. Girls, let's look at girls real quick. A few matchups to highlight. You got Ripley at Pontotoc. That's a good matchup featuring two area teams.
They played earlier in the year at Ripley. Pontotoc won by 3, so this one will be at Pontotoc, and we'll see how it goes. I talked with Bill Russell about it when I was there the other night. He said, it's going to be big having home court.
Yeah. Exactly. Then you got the Itawamba AHS at Lafayette in 4A. Now, Lafayette, one of the better teams in the area.
Yeah, that's Shane Lindsay, the former Oxford coach, is coaching at Lafayette now. So I think it's his second year. And, boy, they're having a great season. They got Shania Buford.
She's good.
And she's an All-State player. She'll definitely be a Daily Journal all-area team selection.
And Itawamba beat Cleveland 31-27. Overtime. Took him overtime to get to that score. 31, defensive struggle.
Touchdown to extra point.
So we'll see if maybe they can slow down Buford and Lafayette there. Another girls game to watch. Tupelo, they got the first round bye. They'll take on South Haven in 6A.
South Haven's got 20-plus wins. It's like 21 or 22 wins. It's not gonna be, it's not an easy draw for the Lady Wave.
Yeah, certainly not. Boys, real quick, a few matchups to keep an eye on. As we mentioned earlier, 2A looks really good. We got Baldwin and Calhoun City, Blake. That's going to be a good one there.
That'll be really good. That's where I'm likely going to be Saturday. Drain for Calhoun City versus Felix Hayes for Baldwin, I think will be a really good matchup. Hayes has just got superior athleticism, where Drain might be a better basketball player, but Hayes has the athleticism, so the matching up will be really good.
Do you think the difference there will be is Baldwin's just got better cast to go along with?
Yeah, absolutely. If Drain had one more kind of top tier talent guy to go along with him, I think they might be favorites in 2A. They just don't have it. And Baldwin, Calvin Harris is another guy who tore his meniscus at the end of football season. Just came back like a month ago and gives them another tall body down low, and they've really been rolling of late. And so if Calhoun City is going to come out with it, they're going to need another 45-point game from Drain.
Yeah. Then another game, I'd love to just go out and watch this one as a basketball fan. Again, in 2A, Okolona and Ingemar. Where's that game going to be played at?
It's going to be at Okolona.
At Okolona. I mean, that's two of the – I mean, either – whoever wins that game have a pretty good shot of going very far, I would think.
Right. I would think Okolona is probably – I would think odds-on favorite.
Probably so.
State. But you know what? Ingemar's not raising the white flag. They're going down there, and if anybody can beat them, Ingemar can knock them off. And yeah. Ingemar's knocked good teams off before.
Certainly. So that could be a very fun game to watch there. Ingemar at Okolona. Again, that'll be Saturday, I believe. The boys play on Saturday. And in 6A, Tupelo, again, the boys had the first round bye as well. They take on Starkville, Blake. And, you know, we talked about Tupelo all year, about just being, you know, spreading the wealth so well. And your leading scorer for them is usually going to have just 12, 13, 15 points. And so, you know, they're a really good team is when you talk about just the teamwork. But Starkville, I mean, that could be a real matchup problem, couldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I've actually written story about it earlier in the year that Tupelo, they struggle with Starkville, and now it's kind of turned into maybe even a mental block, right, of just, you know, seeing the name Starkville across the chest. Start, you know, it's like, oh gosh, are we gonna beat them? I covered it down, they played down in the hump the day after Christmas. It was close, and then Starkville just kind of pulled away at the end, and that's kind of what they've been doing. They got Jesse Little, who, when I went to Mississippi State, I remember covering him when he was a sophomore, thinking, like, this guy's pretty big, and he's got some ability, so it's cool seeing him as a senior now, having to really kind of grown into his body a bit more, and he's a matchup problem for Tupelo.
Yeah.
And Starkville, they crashed the boards, and we'll see if Norwood's figured it out.
Yeah, Coach Jeff Norwood has a big challenge on his hands there with Tupelo facing Starkville in 6A. Okay, so that's it. Just a quick look ahead at the second round of the state tournament. A lot of good matchups there. Let's close out the show with the Athletes of the Week. We do this feature every week, highlighting a female and a male athlete for their accomplishments from the past week. Let's start with the Female Athlete of the Week, Gene.
Female Athlete of the Week, I've got Sydney Presley from New Site. Mm. She's a senior guard. Sydney, for a while, kind of disappeared during the season. And I saw some games where she didn't score. And last week, in the win against Boonville in the championship game of the 1-3-A tournament. She scored 15 points, hit 4 3-pointers, made some big plays down at the end of the game.
Yeah.
She would, if they had an MVP, she would have been the MVP of that game. And then she scored 22 points Monday night when they beat Humphreys County in the first round of this state tournament. So yeah. Sydney Presley has decided, and she was always a good player, that it's postseason. I got to step up and lead.
Exactly.
Really good player.
And male athlete of the week, Blake, we mentioned him a minute ago.
LaDavious Drain.
Yep.
46 points in the overtime victory. You know, he, Southern Miss commit, he can score the basketball.
He just knows how to get it in the bucket.
Yep. You know, there's no other way to put it. I mean, he is probably the best step back 3-point shot in the area, and that includes Darkell Joyner. I think Drain's step back three is probably his best shot. And I didn't see the game last night, but I imagine he had a few of those. Yeah, had a few of those in the 46 point outing.
Good deal. So congrats to New Sites, Sydney Presley, and Calhoun City's LaDavious Drain, your Prep Rally Athletes of the Week. And that'll do it for this episode. Thank you all for joining us. Again, you can listen to us a variety of ways. We're on iTunes, any of your podcast apps, also at preprally.djournal.com. And, of course, we're on Twitter at djournalpreps. So, we're on Twitter as well, guys. Blake's on there at BlakeMorganDJ. Gene is at Gene Phelps. I'm at Brad Locke. So, back to the basketball court this weekend. We'll have plenty of coverage for you in the Daily Journal and at djournal.com, and plenty to talk about next week. So come back and join us then.